Verulam Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting. This is Tony Rice alongside JP Smith from Boxing Saves Lives. It's a great name, but it really can. And to explain a little bit more, it's an absolute honour to welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting, JP Smith. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, Tony. And you know what? Can I say it's actually an honour for myself to actually get a chance to speak to you because I've heard so many good things about you and I watched you on the Unity live stream the other night. So you know what? The pleasure is all mine, pal.
You're far too kind, sir. You're far too kind. But I will appreciate that and take that in the spirit with which it was bestowed. So thank you very much. Awesome. But yes, in all seriousness, boxing saves lives. And it can, can't it? That's not just a trendy title. That's not just a trendy name that might do well on social media. It really can. Explain a little bit more precisely about what Boxing Saves Lives is.
Well, the Boxing Saves Lives, the name came from the expression from boxing that boxing saves more lives than it takes. It's the idea around how boxing can be a brilliant outlet for young people especially to, you know, improve their mental health. Obviously, their physical health from working out in the boxing gym. But I've been working in boxing for about 6 years now. I was running an organization called Boxing Luton, interviewing boxers. You know, I started going into a boxing gym when I was about 35, and I saw the work the boxing coaches were doing. And, you know, I've been doing interviews, going down to boxing shows, writing the local newspaper, Luton News. And I... about a year and a half ago, I was actually down in Bushy from work and I was on a training course and they were talking about county line violence. And I thought, wow, and I thought, hang on a minute, this connection with these young people being exploited, I thought boxing would be that safe space where young people could be to get them off the streets, especially when this is all getting worse and worse. And, you know, I wrote about it in December 2019, how I think we could work and make it happen for young people. And then in March 2020, just as lockdown started, I started Boxing Saves Lives. It's a non-profit organisation and it has just snowballed from there, Tony. I won't even lie, I'm not fronting. It has just gone from strength to strength from then. And I didn't realise just how big it was going to become, you know.
But that's so inspiring to me because it just goes to show that when we pursue our passions with a conviction and you do it with a focused mission, you're case in point, JP, about what is possible. But swinging it back, though, to the mission in hand, it's, it truly is important, isn't it? Because sometimes I'm a huge boxing fan, always have been. But sometimes people say to me, oh, Tony, it's just brutal. It's, you know, it's horrible. And I try to explain the discipline that goes in to getting to this standard is off the charts. And it is that key discipline, isn't it, that really can form a major life-changing moment, particularly in young people's lives. Just elaborate on that if you can.
Well, when I talk to young people and when I'm with boxing coaches, I talk to them about learning discipline and taking it beyond the walls of the gym. You know, discipline for any young person could be just turning up on time. Listen to the coach.
Yeah.
You know, we do this thing with young people now. We've got a commitment contract. Mm-hmm. So when they start doing training with us, especially if they've been in trouble in school and stuff like that, we have a commitment contract that they're going to sign with us when they're going to do their boxing lessons. They go, okay, you're going to turn up on time. You're going to listen to your coach. You're going to ask questions if you need to. You're going to be respectful. Mm-hmm. That's going to be your strength. You know, you're never going to use your what you learn to harm somebody. Mm-hmm. You will learn that walking away is always an option. Mm-hmm. And you will learn that not every fight needs to be fought. And that is just something to do in the boxing gym, but that has to be taken beyond the walls of the gym, into the classroom,
yes,
into the community, into the home. You know, and that's what it's about. And I think a lot of people confuse discipline with punishment. Mm. But I try to explain, it's not about punishment. It's literally about being respectful to people around you, if it's your peers, if it's your coach, if it's the other people in the gym. It's about learning that. And that is something that you can just take with you anywhere. And that's what we teach people.
And again, these are so crucial because it will cause a groundswell in change in how people, young people in particular, perceive their world. And what I love about that, JP, is there that third word in your fantastic organization, voluntary as it is, Boxing Saves Lives. it's the lives bit there, isn't it? Because you got to live this discipline. You can't just jibber jabber it and sign a contract and then not commit. Otherwise, well, that's just a waste of everybody's time, isn't it? So you're really applying practical skills that are massively impacting on young people's lives. It must be difficult, challenging, but immensely rewarding too.
And I'm really glad you said it that way, Tony, because I've given you an example today. We've just been out in Shefford visiting with one of the coaches. I'm speaking to a young lad. He's only 14 and doing some work with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having spoken to a youth worker at work, just can't get him to focus, can't sit down in class. And that's the thing with TV. We see kids getting excluded from classes and stuff like that. They cannot focus. But when they're standing in front of a boxing coach, you're talking to them about something, they're explaining something to them, and the focus is there because they know. And I said to them, well, this is for you. We're building this for you. This is going to change your life now, okay? And this is for you. It's not like football where somebody hasn't squared the ball to you, you hit the post and you go home giving out about who didn't do what. This is you. This is all about you, building you up, building your self-worth, your self-esteem, your self-respect that you may have lost because something has happened somewhere. And it literally is about that, changing the lives of young people. In fact, it changed the lives of anybody. Yep. But at the moment, we're focusing specifically on young people. So, we deal with a lot of people, young people who've been affected by exploitation, vulnerable mental health, vulnerable to, you know, learning difficulties, vulnerable to neglect, abuse, alcoholism, substance abuse. Mm-hmm. These are the things, these adverse childhood experiences they're experiencing. So it is about trying to draw a line for them, give them a fresh start, you know, give them a life that they get back to their old lives, or even better, try and live that life that they always wanted to live, you know?
And what I think is so powerful about this is if you just do it and live it and then make changes and feel stronger and then you have that confidence effect, it's astonishing. But, you know, not everybody who goes through your program will be the next AJ Joshua. Obviously, it's more about the intrinsic values we've discussed. But Watford's own AJ Joshua, of course, three belt champion at this moment, he's been very vocal, hasn't he, on record. Got into boxing relatively late teens. Obviously now is, you know, one of the greatest boxers certainly the UK's ever produced. And he's open about it. He said, look, I wasn't on a positive path. My life really could have gone on a seriously different route. And he knows, therefore, that the gift of boxing to him and all that discipline that we've discussed literally caused him to, you know, now be world champion. Obviously, that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. Again, not everybody can be AJ Joshua, but the point stands, doesn't it? It's about that, taking on board these key lessons that boxing in particular applies and then noticing everything evolve.
Exactly. And that's what you've demonstrated there. You know, yeah, he is right at the top of the, you know, of the world, and he's the right at the pinnacle of the sport. But even he would admit, like you said, it was the boxing. But actually, even people around boxing, when he ran the time of the Olympics, he had a lot of people around him in boxing, which really helped him out then, because even then he was close to getting in more trouble again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the sport, the discipline of that, but also the good people around him. And that's what I love about boxing coaches, their mentors, who will talk to you. And, you know, I say to you people, they will talk to you about your weaknesses, but explain to you about your strengths as well. And that's why, you know, it's good to have people, a good small circle around you who will talk to you about these. You go, right, okay, this is what you're doing wrong. You know, if you do that, things are going to go downhill. And that's what we teach young people as well, as I often say, they're really good at self-policing each other. If you can get a couple of young kids to go get on the right path and get their self sorted, they can work with other kids without even realizing, well, you know what, don't get involved with that. Don't hang around with him. You know, that's not going to go right for you. We're really, really good at building each other up. And that's amazing. We had the other day in one of the schools in Luton, and I talked at the end of the lesson about teamwork for the young people. And I spoke to them. I said, look, you are there together. You're building each other up. You're all in the same year. You don't really know each other that well, but actually here you are after school. It's about 4:30, running over and back, talking to each other, building each other up, clapping each other through. It's amazing, but sometimes they just don't get a chance to do it. And I think that is the little spark that's missed for some young people. They're too isolated from each other, or they're too little groups.
You're dead right there. And also what happens, I think, is that we turn on our TVs. And don't get me wrong, the media does what it does, and it's got to portray what's happening. And I don't shy away from the gang violence, the knife crime, and all of this and that. But of course, when that's an image and it's kind of then focused in on and discussed, I think people have a tendency to almost kind of follow suit. It almost becomes a role model, for want of a better phrase, where in actuality, there ain't no magic wand, is there, JP? You know that. But when opportunities are provided, it is amazing how different things are. And I do think this is a narrative that we need to keep banging at this time. Just your thoughts on that.
Absolutely spot on. I think there is too much emphasis on for young people not being obese. Like, there's a culture of violence among young people. There isn't. I mean, I often say to people, I watch a lot of TV dramas, and a TV drama always have that brilliant plot twist where something goes on, and you're like, oh my God, that's brilliant. But if you speak to most police officers, they will talk to you about how most crimes they solve, you know, the person they think is going to do it is the person who's done it. So I talk about that with young people. I say, hang on a minute. If your nephew isn't doing it, or your son's not doing it, or your son's not doing it, your grandson's not doing it, and my son isn't doing it, what has been the plot twist for that young person that has meant they have suddenly gotten involved in something? Because we're all born good. We're products of our environment. None of us is born a bad person. Is what happens around us is what changes us. So what is the plot twist to make one young person go down that route where they are getting involved in violence, where they are getting involved in drugs, where they're carrying a knife?
Yeah.
You know, and 14-year-old being arrested with a knife in the bag with wraps of cocaine. You're like, hang on a minute, what has gone wrong? You know, there's something not right. And you've got to look back and those adverse childhood experiences, what's happening at home, what's happened at school, who's been near that child to make that happen? You know, and these are the things you've got to start looking at the causes of what's happening and start going, oh, we start arresting these kids and locking them up and all this. Yes, we do, because serious things happen, but we still need to look back and go back, like you said, Tony, figure out what's going on back there. What has been that plot twist to make that young man or indeed girl get involved in something that most of us couldn't even begin to perceive?
And it is, again, when we get down to these root causes and give people the opportunity to experience positivity, discipline, respect, that over time, I'm convinced that in people like yourself, JP, the great guys at Kickoff at 3, and a whole myriad of others just doing these vital works, and I'll use the word mission. I truly admire that it is a mission. I believe that we will create a much healthier world. Coming then though to a moment you introduced, I think this is critical. I really love your insights on this. It is truly powerful that you are impacting positively, focusing specifically on young people here, through Boxing Saves Lives. But one of the elements there that you introduced was the vulnerability and the mental health aspects, which are a part of that sort of current causing issues. Give me an insight into precisely how Boxing Saves Lives can really benefit those who are in that vulnerable state, suffering perhaps from certain mental health conditions.
I think what it is that creates structure for starters. You know, you've got somewhere you need to be every week. Okay. You've got somebody and people around you who will talk to you and respect you. But actually, it's not, when people talk about boxing, they often talk about taking your anger out in a boxing bag, Tony. And actually, that's true, because obviously hitting the boxing bag, you're getting fit. But actually, it's a chemical reaction within your body as well. Because a lot of young people, and indeed people who are older like ourselves, have a lot of toxic stress, a lot of worry, and that creates hormones called cortisol. Mm-hmm. And cortisol is a hormone that has you, like, basically, if you have too much of it, it actually means that for us older people, we get a bit of weight around here. For younger people, it keeps them on alert all the time, like around 200 cups of coffee.
Yep, yep.
And what boxing training does, this exercise, is actually, it gets rid of cortisol. It gets rid of those, you know, negative, that toxic stress. It takes it out of your body. And that's why it actually gives you that mental health boost. And there's the boost of that, which is a chemical change in your body. There's the boost of actually having structure in your life that you may not have had before. And it's the boost of being around people. And again, a massive thing is connection. People are missing connection. You know, I talk about young people, but I also, you know, I really want to start working with older people, because I think that we have a huge issue around loneliness among older people. With us happening, who people just haven't gotten enough time to see people. People get older, people get divorced, people, you know, their children move out, people have all of it. And I don't think we work enough with people in that situation to try and fix things for them, you know. So,
you know what?
So
I think that's a brilliant point. And just coming back to what I was discussing with you a moment ago about the way that we are focused in on what we focus on by certain dominant media tropes, I think it's quite sad that this element of the vulnerable and the elderly and the disenfranchised, I think it's certainly an aspect which at the moment, all too many of us, for want of a better way of breaking it down, are blissfully ignorant about. So, yeah, I think it's a really important strand that I'm sure you will work with and towards as your mission continues anon. You mentioned their connectivity, JP, so much borderline awe for what you continue to do. But you mentioned that this really kind of came to life at a fairly trying time for us all on planet Earth with regards this particular pandemic we're still wrestling through. Talk to me about the challenges of that, because of course connectivity itself became a problem. How did you have to deal with the scenario that we were all faced with?
Well, what I first started out with doing was I had to do things online. So what I, in Boxing Saves Lives, I was very lucky to get to work with the Police and Crime Commissioner in Bedfordshire. So then they funded, so we created online. Mm-hmm. I did interviews with boxers, male, female boxers, coaches, you know, young people. And also I arranged for fitness videos every week where people could just tune in and actually get involved with that. So from May to September, I did that. So that's how we rolled it out to begin with. Because at the beginning, I knew what was going to happen, having looked at it. When this lockdown happens, young people are going to be so disenfranchised. They're going to be so locked up. And a lot of people, you know, we like to think, oh, young people be staying at home. A lot of people don't have a lot going on at home or in very, very difficult situations. So well, you could tell that things were going to get worse for them. So between May and September, I did those videos. And then you'll know about the Violence and Exploitation Reduction Unit in Bedfordshire. And I was so blessed to work with Kimberly Lamb from there afterward. She's done some funding, but we had our challenges after that. Boxing gyms being shut, Tony, you know, having to get people training outside. And all the time, going through my mind is going, what is happening with young people? We can't stop because their problems haven't stopped for lockdown. They're getting worse. So the big challenges was not having boxing gyms open. The big challenges was not being able to get into schools. But I couldn't stop, Tony. That was the thing. I couldn't, because I just thought, you know what? I've done all of this now. We need to push on. It would have been so easy to go, you know what? Let's hang back now. But I thought, I'll build these relationships. I'll contact youth defending teams. I'll contact all these charities. I'll start working, because when things are better, and it will be better for us, we're going to be ready to go. We're going to rock and roll. Do you know what I mean?
So absolutely. That's what I've done. Incidentally, JP, again, coming back to that lives element, you are living your values. And I think that is so, so important, because as a man on a vital mission, as we've discussed, as a man who is leading the way, if you don't do that, you're no leader, are you?
No, this is it. And I when I spoke to Graham Golden a few weeks ago, you know, who runs Elevated Minds, I was chatting to him about, you know, how we deal with young people. And I said, you know, young people just want to be heard sometimes. And he said, yeah, but JP, don't be afraid to be vulnerable with them. Don't be afraid to explain to them that you don't have to tell them your life story, but tell them you understand that, you know, you got in trouble at school, and you understand that things aren't easy sometimes, and you weren't, you know, if you didn't have a good life growing up, don't be afraid to tell them that. Be vulnerable with them and let them understand that. And let them understand that you will make mistakes. That's the thing. You have to understand that you will make mistakes, but be upfront about that, because there's no point in going in through the door to somewhere and talking to people and going, you're not going to do that, and you're right. And it's like, you'll waste your time. And I've always done that. Be understanding with young people, but also be upfront with them, and just, you know, let them speak, but at the same time, don't be afraid to let them know that you have a bit of a backstory that they can learn from. Simple as that.
And just these lessons livid through yourself and through the whole team there are so, so important. I'm sure many, many people listening will have been inspired, and I'm sure curious to learn more, JP. What's the best way for us to engage with Boxing Saves Lives?
Through the website, boxingsaveslives.org. I've got a full breakdown of, you know, the projects we're working at the moment. You know, it was so funny because they were all started. The other night I looked at the website, Tony, and I'd say I had on the top of it in our projects, and I said, unfortunately, due to COVID-19, these are the ones we're planning, And I had got to delete that. I was like, no, that's all deleted. We're doing all this stuff now, you know?
Love it. That must have felt so nice.
It was. And, you know, I forgot it was even there, but I thought, I must go in and have a look at the website. You know, I hate going onto a website and it's really outdated. So I'll have a look at my own, right? Not be a complete hypocrite. And I was like, you know what? Hang on, boxing the schools, we're doing that. You know, the boxing bursary helping young people if they can't afford to be in the... You know, we're working with domestic abuse charities now, giving some, you know, some support for people running some boxing sessions there. And the other one was do one for intervention and prevention for young people, one coaching for them who are involved in getting involved in any violent crime or being excluded from school and stuff. And I looked at it and I was like, we're doing all these now, JP. You're doing them. Yeah, it's just brilliant.
But hey, JP, that's made my night, and I just value where things are heading. I think it is on the up and up. Remind us again, please, of that website.
It's www.boxingsaveslives.org.
Perfect. It's been a sheer joy to speak with you, and honestly, I wish you every continued success with this big mission. Is there anything in closing that you'd like to highlight or just bring to our attention at all?
No, I just, well, first of all, I just wanted to thank you for giving me an opportunity to have a chat, Tony, because, you know, I spent the last 5 years hiding behind a camera with boxing and looting. And, you know, my little boy often said to me, Daddy, are you doing some work on boxing? I said, yeah. And he said, where are you in this photograph? I said, I'm the guy taking the photograph. So when Boxing Save Lives came out, I actually became the guy in the front of the camera. So it's not that easy for me. So I really appreciate you doing a little bit of an interview for me, because it's nice to be able to get the word out, and that, you know, it's good to have good people around you and people like yourself and Kick Off with Three and people from the Violence Reduction Unit. You know, good, it's amazing, you know, Kimberly Lamb, the Exploitation Reduction Unit. It's really good. It's really positive, and I really appreciate any opportunity to get to speak. And just to say, Graham Golden's organization is Cultivating Minds, is not Elevated Minds. That's another wonderful organization, Elevated Minds. We saw the other day in the Unity live stream. I can't keep up with it, but all I know is it's all positive and we're all moving forward together, Tony.
And that's what I'm talking about. There are so many people doing great things, and with zero ego, you ain't going to see it necessarily on the mainstream news, but JP, they are doing, like you continue to do, vital things, providing awesome opportunities for our young people who do represent our future. And as I say, I just wish you, the whole team there, every continued joy and success, saluting your hard work, and appreciative massively of your time just now. Thank you.